speaking of Jesus. Hebrews 13:5 says, "He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you," just as recorded Jesus' words at the end of Matthew's book. Hebrews 13:5 repeats the truth, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." At the end of the book of Matthew, Jesus is quoted as saying, "Lo, I will be with you always." Jesus promised to all who honor him, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. Through John 14:26, Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to help us remember all God's word when we ask. See James 1:5, that brings us deep peace with his wisdom and his presence. In John 15, Jesus had many words defining how to be his friend. It's not to like him, it is to obey him. Obey what? Obey his commandments. 1 John 2:3 and 4. "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." John 15, Jesus tells us how to be a friend, to obey him. John 14 is full of promises. Jesus, God's Son and the Savior of all who accept His gift of life and believe Him, has promised us, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe in me. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14, 1 and 3, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled." John 14 welcomes home all who love and honor God, who will one day hear Him from God's side of heaven. Psalm 27, from verse 1 and 13 to 14, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord God Yahweh. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord God named Yahweh."